Arab League says this move has, quote, isolated the U.S. from the peace process. Your administration, of course, has made peace in the Middle East one of its top priorities. How does this move help that? How does it help the peace process in any way?
Well, let's first of all talk about what this does. This basically says that the United States acknowledges that the capital of Israel is Jerusalem, and saying also that the embassy is going to be moved to the capital, just like it is in almost every other country. In Israel, in Jerusalem, you've got the parliament, you've got the president, you've got the prime minister, you've got the Supreme Court. So why shouldn't we have the embassy there? Secondly, I will tell you that for 22 years, you have had presidents and the American people ask for the embassy to be moved. And no president, not Clinton, not Bush, not Obama, actually had the courage to make that move and listen to the will of the American people. The Senate just overwhelmingly again voted to have the embassy moved. So the president did the will of the people. When it comes to those that are upset, we knew that was going to happen. But courage does cause that. When you make a decision, you're going to have some that see it negatively and you're going to have some that see it positively. But I strongly believe this is going to move the ball forward for the peace process.